Oh, my babies.
Hey, Ma, I want donuts and a hot brownie for breakfast.
A hot dog and bacon and cheeseburger for me.
They don't have anything American here. You gotta try something English.
Come on, Ma. Do we really have to eat this garbage? You should try it. It's really nice.
Shut up!
Look, the stain has come back. It's kind of yellow this morning. Strange.
Oh, I know. I don't frighten you, Colonials. I'm just some fool. But the dagger is real.
Oh, cut it out.
I'd rather cut it off. This dagger has cut off 100 human head. So, let's have a little scream for once, shall we? Come on, just show me some terror.
Woo! Wow!
That was just the best.
Did you see him running round? What an idiot! What do you think, Ma?
Fabulous. Come on, guys. I'm going to take you to the village for a real hero's breakfast.
Are you coming, Virginia?
No, I'm not. Poor ghost, Mrs. Umney. I feel really sorry for the ghost. My family has been very cruel to him.
Oh, it is very unusual to hear someone taking the ghost's side.
I'm glad he has you here, but I still don't understand why you stay.
This was my mother's position, and her mother's before. The Omnis have been housekeepers here for centuries. It is our heritage. One day, the ghost may find a pathway to his freedom. Until that day comes, he is compelled to remain here and frighten and disturb.
Oh, the ghost's apparitions are quite interesting, aren't they?
They are legendary. Most people are quite frightened of them. Though you are the first Americans to stay here, and he has failed. For the first time.
Poor ghost. Do you think he is unhappy?
If he is, there is really nothing we can do about it. It was very nice talking to you. And don't worry, dear. Just enjoy the sunshine.